What is up, folks? It is Braylon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, and we have some big news to talk about. The World Series format is set. So it is the New York Yankees versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, and yeah, we're going to be going through that, just some history about like the two teams, and yeah, it's going to be a pretty good episode, so sit back, relax, and let's get the party started. Go grab a snack, a drink, so yeah, because this is going to be a banger. So, I just want to start off with, we're going to be going through every World Series they have been a part of, and they have been a part of 11 World Series, 11 World Series for, well, 11 World Series, they've faced each other 11 times, and so the 1941 World Series was the first time we saw the Yankees versus the Dodgers, and the Yankees came out on top, 4-1, 4-1. And then they faced off in 1947 with the Yankees beating the Dodgers in 7 games. That one was 4-3. So a game 7. 1949, we see the Yankees versus the Dodgers. And we see the Yankees win again. So against the Dodgers, it's a three-peat. Not like 3 years in a row. But against the Dodgers, so far, the Yankees have won the first three. 1952, we see Yankees versus Dodgers again. So that's 3 years. So 6 years, I think, is the longest they ever went, like, until now without playing each other. Okay, no, I'm wrong. But 1952, we see the Yankees versus the Dodgers. That one goes to 7 as well, and the Yankees end up winning. So the Yankees, the first 4 times they play, the Yankees win. And I'll give you a little hint, it's the first 5 times. Because the Yankees end up beating the Dodgers in 1953, 4-2. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are 5 World Series through, and the Yankees have destroyed the Dodgers every time. They've beat them every time. So, the Yankees are, right now, if it's the year 1953... The Yankees are 5-0 against the Dodgers. So, and then they face off 2 years after that. It's 1955. Comes down to a game 7, and the Dodgers get their first win. So the Yanks' first win is 1941, and the Dodgers' first win is 1955. So if we do quick math, that's 9 years. That's 5 years. 14 years until the first time the Yankees won to the first time the Dodgers beat the Yankees. 14 years. So for 14 years, the Dodgers were trying to get a comeback at the Yankees, and they failed miserably 5 times. So that's good to know. And then 1956, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 4-3. So far we've had 4 game sevens. The Dodgers have had one win in the game 7, and the Yankees have had 3 wins so far in game 7. So that's just in 1956. So we see the Yankees win 1956, and then 1963. That's the longest span until now that we've seen. Yeah. So 1963, the Dodgers sweep the Yankees 4-0. So the Yankees don't even get a win there. The only sweep in the series, World Series between these two, has been in 1963, and the Dodgers came out on top. So 1977, we see the Yankees and the Dodgers face off, and the Yanks beat the Dodgers 4-2, and 1981 is the last time these two teams have faced off, and the Dodgers won. So the last time these two faced in the World Series, the Dodgers won 4-2, but the Yankees have won 8 out of the 11 times. So the Yankees have won 8 World Series against the Dodgers, and the Dodgers have won 3 World Series against the Yankees. So if I'm looking at it, even if the Dodgers doubled their World Series wins against the Yankees, they would still need 2 more just to tie. So it's 8-3, you double 3, that's 6, so everybody knows that. And then add 2, then there's 8. So the Dodgers, if they ever want to catch up to the Yankees in World Series wins, well, like between the two, they need to win 5. So, but the Dodgers have a chance to get 1, because here in 2024, it's the Dodgers versus the Yankees. And so, me, I'm going to do a little prediction on the World Series. And so, me personally, I think there's a difference between what I think and what I want. What I want the Yankees to win. No, I don't. No, I want the Dodgers to win. One, I know I switched up real quick. I want the Dodgers to win. One, because they're in the NL and the Rangers barely play them. Two, there's 3 reasons. Two, because the Dodgers have won 3 times out of the 11 times, and I kind of feel bad for them. So 2 reasons. And then the 3rd reason, because I want Shohei to get a World Series. I want Mookie Betts to get one more, even though he's already got one. But so Shohei really, so I want the Dodgers to win, and I think the Dodgers are going to win, because if we look at it on paper, who's got the more superstars? So on the Dodgers, I would say the superstars, of course, Shohei, Mookie. I'd say, yeah, Mookie's definitely a superstar. I'd say Freddie. Yeah, I would. I know he's a little bit older, but I'd still say Freddie Freeman. And then anybody else that's like a superstar. Do we want to put in Will Smith? I mean, he's a top 10 catcher in the MLB. Yeah, we're going to put in Will Smith. All right, I think that's really because I don't know. So the pitchers, I'm not going to put in guys that are injured, like Tyler Glasnow and Clayton Kershaw. So those guys are also superstars, but they're not playing. So, but then Yankees, we got Aaron Judge, obviously. We got Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez. I'm going to say Jazz. Jazz has just been that guy for them. So Jazz Chisholm is a superstar. Giancarlo Stanton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've already beat the Dodgers in that. But, let's see. Is there anybody else on the Dodgers that we would consider a superstar? On the Yankees that we would consider a superstar? I do not know. That's tough. So, I'm going to say, if they're not coming to my mind right now, I'm going to say no. So, but we have to look at it another way. Is the Dodgers, I would say, have more effective superstars. Like, Shohei is the most effective superstar in the MLB. Shohei is like, I feel like Shohei cancels out, like, Jazz Chisholm and Giancarlo Stanton, because he's that good. And so, I'm looking over here because I got my little sister over here. This is really just going to be, so, and then next episode I'll be talking about new schedule for me. I know I'm saying a lot really quickly. New schedule for me. I will have an episode out every Wednesday. You got it right. Every Wednesday, there will be a new episode. Occasionally, there might be like a one where I post a Tuesday and I'm like, okay, this is gonna be Wednesday's episode, or this is I post Thursday and I'm like, I'm sorry I missed out on something. So every day, Wednesday, okay? And just know that every Wednesday it will be before 4 o'clock. Well, 4:30, we'll say that. 4:30. So every time, I'm not saying it's gonna be at 4:30. I'm saying it's gonna be before 4:30. So you're not gonna be like, oh, it's a Wednesday and it's 6:30. Just be like, all right, we're not getting an episode today. So, but yeah, every Wednesday before 4:30 in Texas. I'm actually kind of sad that I don't know this. Let's look it up real quick. I'm pretty sure Texas is in Central Time. Look up the time zones real quick. Little history lesson. Yeah, Central. So that is, it'll be before 4:30 Central Time. So, yeah. So next episode we'll be talking about fantasy football, NFL, and then by then I think we'll have two World Series games by then. So we'll just go through those. But did y'all see the final Yankees versus Guardians game? That one was crazy. So Yankees beat the Guards to get here, and Dodgers beat the Mets. The Mets game was, I'm sad because I got Brandon Nimmo. If y'all don't know, there's a please sponsor me, by the way. I'm just joking. But there's a company called Bruce Bolt, and they're a batting glove company. I don't have the gloves with me right now, but I will show you them eventually. If you're a real baseball fan, you most likely know about Bruce Bolts because they're like every person or like every baseball player in the world right now wants them. So, but I got the Brandon Nimmo versions. He's a player on the New York Mets, so I was kind of rooting for him. I like Starling Marte because I had him in the show. I know that's a pretty bad reason, but and then I also like Francisco Alvarez and Pete Alonso. Just who doesn't like the Mets? Mets are pretty good, so kind of sad that the Dodgers beat the Mets. I was kind of hoping for a Subway Series, Dodgers or Yankees Mets. I was kind of hoping for that, and so yeah. Next episode we'll be talking about football. Really quickly, Jaden Daniels got hurt, a little rib injury. They're saying that he's gonna be fine for next week, so I'm happy, but I ended up losing in my fantasy football game because Jaden Daniels got 5 points. Like, I had a really good, like, the rest of my guys played fantastic. And the other guy was trailing behind probably by, like, 10, 15 points. And Jaden Daniels gets hurt because, like, he's averaging 25, I think it's 24 points a game. So I think I had like 85. So 85 plus 25 is 120. Is that right? No. Is that 85 plus 25? No, that's 110. Yeah, 110. Here, I'm so bad at math. It's my worst subject ever. Let's do that. Let's do the math real quick. 85. Oh, 85 plus 25. Yeah, 110. So, I would have had 110 points there. And I said he was like 10 points below, so we'll say he had 75. So then that means I was predicted to have like 110 points, which in our league is insane because there's different rules to each league. But then I got stuck with like 90 points. Then he had all of his players, and even though I'm up by now like 20, he's got, I think he had a, who did he have left? He had, oh my gosh, I can't remember who he had left. He had Garrett Wilson, which I was okay with because I thought, you know, the Jets are gonna try and get Davante Adams some receptions this time. And then he had a Justin Tucker, and then I don't remember the last guy, but yeah, so those were pretty, that's pretty brutal and pretty sad. So, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. I will post every Wednesday, like, pretty much. Like, you might get once in a blue moon, you might see, like, I post a Tuesday or a Thursday, or so, but, like, if I'm not posting Wednesday, it's because I had something pretty important going on, or I just didn't feel like it. No, I'm just joking, I can't do that. Nope, but I'll see y'all at next episode, road to episode 30. I mean, I know it's two episodes away, but hey, we're almost there. So I'll see y'all then. Subscribe to me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Fountain. Yeah, I'm on all those platforms. So I'm hopefully gonna grow this channel into something big. And so hopefully it turns out to be something big. Now, I do want to say there might be the occasion where, like, I post two episodes Wednesday, or I post, yeah, so, like, there is the slight chance that I'll post two in a week, which, actually, I do want to try and do that more, because it's been really fun doing all this. So, anyways, I'm going to stop stalling just to get the time up. So, I'll see y'all next episode 29. It'll be a banger. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.